Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today, and if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe. So today I feel the need to revisit something. Something I feel certain we've touched on many times before, but today seems exceedingly important, and as always is inspired, at least in part, by a conversation I had with my children. We were talking about being present, right? It actually started from a conversation about being respectful, listening, and making the people that are around you feel heard. And it became very clear, thank goodness, my son has very good emotional intelligence, and he is able to share what is going on with him well when he is focused and calm. And what he said was, in part, a little amusing, but totally factual. He was saying that he did not hear an important piece of information that was given to him by his father because he was focused on an item in the store. In this case, it happened to be a BB gun because they were at a supply store. And we recently had the privilege of going to a dude ranch where my son had the opportunity to shoot a BB gun, being, you know, quote unquote, city people. It's not something we do very much. And it's understandable that he was focused on that. And of course, I said to him, but in this instance, you should have stopped and been focused on your father. Now he says to me, but mommy, you're the one who told me, who taught me that men can mostly only think about one thing at a time. Now, before anybody gets their feelings hurt, this is actually a biological truth. I mean, it does go back to our caveman DNA, right? Where the male's job was to go and kill the gazelle and come home, and it was a very focused existence, right? Get food, keep the family safe. They needed to be hyper-focused on that. And so the brain is literally more hardwired towards those types of responses, right? Those are the parts of the male brain that light up more. Whereas the female parts of the brain that tend to light up the most are more multitask related. So I had an aha moment in that instance. And I said, well, you know what, son? While sometimes that can be a difficult way for your brain to operate, in this case, it's a superpower. It's a superpower because it will help you be present. And we ended up having quite a wonderful conversation about being present, about how in any moment in time, the conversation that is being had, the words that are coming from someone, the things you have to see or the task you have to do is the single most important thing. As conversations do around here, it traveled into all sorts of things, including being present for even the most mundane tasks. And it led itself to this analogy that I think is quite useful. And of course, you can manipulate to fit your own circumstances. But let's go back to this dude ranch. Okay? We live in Dallas and we live a pretty city life. I am very blessed. The piece of property, the neighborhood that we happen to live in, is more naturey. We are in a unique spot where we get to see coyotes and bobcats and owls and hawks. And we do live in a community where we're allowed to have chickens. And so we do have four urban chickens. Okay. And so, you know, we're not just like living in a high-rise condo or anything, but I not that long ago gave in to the fact that I am indeed, quote-unquote, a city girl. Of course, y'all know the word girl makes me twitch because I'm a woman. Anyway, all of that said, here's what I told my children. I said, your spirit comes here to do all the everyday things, and you need to give those things as much value as you can, whether you're cleaning up the house, doing the dishes, waiting for someone's appointment to be over, whatever those things are. And of course, they're all yawn, right? And so I said, think about it this way. We went to a dude ranch. We went to do all the things that are very, very normal to the staff who live and work and maintain this space. We went outside of our normal existence to get to ride horses every day and shoot bows and arrows and BB guns, to whitewater raft, to do paintball, human foosball, all of the super cool things that we were able to do by taking ourselves from the place where we reside and going someplace different. I said to my children, as I'll say to you now, this is precisely what our spirit has done by coming here to the earth. In our spiritual incarnation, outside of the human experience, we do not get to do any of the things. So very much like my daughter enjoyed getting to do the chores of the ranchers, getting to brush the horse and clean its hooves, scoop horse poop of all things, and all of the things, right? Clean the boots and all of the things. Just like that was a pleasure for her, but a task to them. This human experience is a pleasure to our spirit, and we should embrace it. And the more we do, the more present we will become, right? Our spirit doesn't wash dishes. Our spirit doesn't get to smell the freshly mowed grass or even mow the grass and sweat its butt off. Our spirit doesn't get to clean the litter box or go on a roller coaster, except for when it comes here. It hops in this body like we hopped in those blue jeans and cowboy boots. It has an experience that is all too special. Yes, we are here to awaken. Yes, we are here to align with spirit, to remember who we are. But we are also here to touch and smell and hear and see all of the things that are strictly human. We came here for that. And that, beloved, is equal and sometimes greater in value than it is to know every moment that the light is coursing through you. Yes, we can have both. But whether you realize it or not, one of the keys to spiritual alignment is very much the task for the task's sake. It is recognizing the miracle of scrubbing your pots and pans. The joy of paying your bills. And, well, today my children had to pick 12 million stickers out of their socks and shoes and pants because they adventured somewhere that wasn't the smartest thing to do. I asked them, why? Why are you letting this chore ruin the excitement and fun you had sneaking off through the high grass and the wildflowers? We don't have to let the chores be bad. They can be part of our presence. It is the task for the task's sake. It is the works of life. Faith without works is dead. Yes, that means go out and do good in the world, but it also means just do what you need to do. Do it. Do it to the best of your ability. Do it with a smile on your face. Whether you're riding a horse or scooping its poop. Please, beloved, take a minute to soak in what I'm saying to you. Because your human experience, right? Yes, we're in life school and it is constantly learning and growing. And yes, we want to awaken to the highlights of everything that we can be all at once. But we must not undervalue that our spirit wanted to walk around the neighborhood and vacuum the floors and go to work and deal with other people. And all the things it came there to do. Because this is the place where we have a body that can do it. So be in awe, beloved. Be in the presence in every moment. Hang on the words of others, because at any minute they could say something so wise that, boom, you become a better person. Right? It could happen. Listen. Hang on the words of others. Pay attention. Enjoy the heat and the cool. Enjoy the humidity. Enjoy doing the dishes. Enjoy the sunset. Enjoy it all. Because to your spirit, this is vacation. It's the Dude Ranch. It's joy. Don't let your chores be chores, and they can be joy. It was funny because picking all those stickers out of their clothes took a really long time, and there was a gamut of emotions that they went through. The first was sort of shock and awe, and then there was some anger, and then there was even some sadness, but you know what? By the end, they were singing and talking in accents. Oh, there's another sticker, sir. And they let it be fun. Let it be fun, beloved, even when it's not. Marvel, even at the things that are hard, the chores, the emotions that are hard, it's okay. Be present for them. You came here to feel, so feel. You came here to do, so do. And the more at peace you are with that, the more simple your awakening will become. Think about it and let it be true. Until next time, beloved, namaste.
Hi, I'm Dr. Heather. I've seen Jennifer for several sessions a few years ago when I needed help managing my energy. And what I mean by that is those of us that are in helping professions, or whether you're a natural caretaker like a mother, or you're that person in your friend circle that everyone comes to when they need something, we have a great sense of empathy for other people, and we get something out of helping them. When we don't manage our energy properly, instead of getting the reward and getting energized by helping other people, we start to feel drained. And that was happening to me. Jennifer worked with me to give me some really valuable and simple tips and foundational tools to use to help monitor myself and correct that. She gives a lot of this in her podcasts. I've heard several of these peppered throughout there. If you're one of these people who is a natural caretaker, whether it's your career or just who you are in your life, you know what I'm talking about. This sounds familiar to you. So I really want to encourage everybody to keep listening to her podcast and support the podcast so that this message can get to the wider public. Those of you who have tried to get an appointment with her for an individual session know that it's impossible. So if this podcast doesn't stay on the air, a lot of people are going to go without this valuable information. I encourage you to listen and like and help keep us all supported. Thanks.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, I want to personally invite you to come out and find me on social media and at my webpage, psychicjenniferhall.com. If you are inspired by the podcast and want more content, consider clicking that patron button on Podbean, or you can support the show at paypal.me/universallessonsllc, or by visiting our swag shop at spreadshirt.com. You can find the direct link on my Facebook page and my webpage. If you have questions, consider attending one of my quarterly seminars here in Dallas, or book your own educational session from anywhere in the world using the link that you can find on Facebook or on my webpage. I am sending each of you love, light, clarity, and wisdom, and I want you to know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast that's got your back.